Staying Alive with Rita Steele on 95BFM.
Hello, Rita.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Just sort of easing into this Monday. I had a big night up here on Friday with the professor, so I'm still sort of like finding my feet after a large weekend. But hey, I'm here now and it's 6 o'clock and you're on the phone and we're talking the Environmental Protection Agency, which is kind of, I don't know, a big deal for us. I mean, it's a US thing, but it was trying to tackle power stations in the US and their impact on the climate.
Yeah. And I feel like this last couple of weeks has been just the Supreme Court just absolutely hammering progress. You know, like, man, if we were in any doubt about what they're intentions are, I don't think we are anymore.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, this is just another blow to some progress, and in this case, it's environmental progress. So,
well, I mean, we heard about this a few years ago, didn't we, about the Supreme Court judges all being stacked in a rather conservative manner, and you think about it at the time, you're like, oh, whatever. But now we are starting to see some decisions made which are you know, like massive for the planet on a both a cultural and a environmental sort of level.
Pushing.
Yeah,
absolutely. Like, I think, I mean, I don't know. I feel like when I was growing up, it was kind of stacked in the opposite way. So I don't know how it kind of happened. I just slowly, bit by bit. And then Ruth Bader Ginsburg, is that the way around? I've got the dyslexia or something, I always say her name the wrong way around. But I think her retirement was the nail in the coffin, wasn't it? Like, in terms of that swing seat or whatever, then fine, you know, being the final conservative number they needed to push over. And it's so amazing how embedded the legal system is in the political system over there. Like, I mean, I guess it is here too, but, you know, I guess we just don't have that constitution that is very debatable about what the intentions of it actually were. I mean, we have it in the treaty, so we do, but I don't know. It's just so bizarre to watch from afar to say, well, hang on, how does the Environmental Protection Agency not have some say in, you know, what is a very high emitting industry?
Yes. So what was the goal here? The Democrats were pushing for an emission-free power sector by 2035, and that's not going to happen now because the coal industry has said...
I don't think America can be as bold as we are in terms of our, you know, renewable, you know, our taglines of, like, you know, carbon, net carbon zero by kind of thing. But they do have probably more levers that they can pull in terms of where they get some progress from in terms of their climate emissions. And their power plants are a pretty big part of it because they are a really high energy. So when we think about energy, I think it's really important that we think about energy in two parts. So we think about energy from a grid kind of, you know, like when we turn on our lights and when we warm up our houses and that sort of thing. But then there's also, bear in mind, there's energy to fuel our cars and our trucks and our transportation. So energy that we use coming into the home and to fuel, like, power generation as such in our homes is actually a pretty good and easy lever to pull because you have a whole lot of micro generation points, right? Especially in somewhere like New Zealand or Australia, where we can have solar on our roofs and feed back into the grid when it suits us, and we've got wind, and so we've got these options. And it's the same with America. Well, there's a bunch of America where that's not necessarily feasible, but there's lots of America, like Florida, where they get solar year round, so it is very feasible. So in the power generation into homes is a fantastic place to try and find some of those reductions. So yeah, it is, even though it's only one part of the picture and one lever to pull, it is kind of an important lever, and I guess it sets the precedent for what we can expect from the Supreme Court in this space. The other thing that's kind of interesting about it is that it's a precedent piece, right? So the power was actually given to the EPA to in this space 15 years ago, and the legal grounding of it was a little bit shaky, and Obama sort of doubled down on it or acted upon it with the Clean Power Act, which was about shifting, you know, the power generation away from coal. So he was the one that really put in place some, like, started, like, I guess, the ball rolling in terms of really testing the waters in this space. And it was really cool because we saw big declines in coal use in America. So it was working, you know, and then this has just kind of come in with a sledgehammer and said that's not necessary anymore. And it'll be interesting to see if the declines continue anyway. It'll be a bit of a watch this space, I think.
Yes. I mean, so in a nutshell, the Supreme Court in the US has ruled that the Environmental Protection Agency does not have the authority to set limits on carbon emissions from existing power plants.
So exactly. Just yep.
Coal plants can just chug away over there.
Yeah.
Burning fossil fuels. Yeah.
And it's kind of, that is a global issue because, you know, the biggest argument that I hear from people, bar climate change deniers, is that, you know, New Zealand's a small country and nothing that we can do will, you know, move the dial, and we need those big emitters to do something. And if you look at the largest coal consumers in the world, America's the third highest. So yes. We've got China, then we've got India, then we've got the US. So the third highest emitter in the world. So, you know, if they're saying, and then power generation through coal, a power generation over there in particular is a very high emitting industry because they need so much, they use so much more power because of, you know, their cold climate and their hot climate. So, you know, they do require so much more. And then on top of that, you know, 20% of their power generation is through coal. Looking at us, it's only 10%. So, you know, it's a really good lever to be able to pull, and just to have it kind of pulled out from under the rug of you know, the government is really a hit. So so I mean, I guess we just try and hope that you know, the money that Biden's putting in, or the Biden administration is putting into climate related sort of efforts, it's $500 billion, it's quite a bit of money, that still is enough of an incentive, and there's enough levers to still pull back on some of those other areas, because yeah, like I say, it's so hard for New Zealand, and there's thousands of countries, well, sorry, there's not thousands, there's hundreds of countries in a similar boat to New Zealand. We were little, and we can justify that, you know, our climate emissions are okay because we're only little, and these big players should be doing something, and if they're not showing us the way, well, not the way, but if they're not showing us that they're doing something, then it does feel futile.
Yeah, it feels like there's nothing we can do about this. And this, I mean, from our corner of the world, it's like they don't give a shit about everyone else. I mean,
yeah, there's a little bit of that, right? Like, I think, you know, and I think we do have to remember New Zealand has one of the highest global emissions in the world per capita. So when we look at it on that lens, then it's a completely different scenario, and we should all do our piece and everything. But unfortunately, the majority of people don't see that. They just see one of the largest emitters. It's sort of like, you know, that argument that if you've got a farm and you're trying to do everything right, and it's a tiny little farm, and then this huge big global, like, corporate farm comes up the road and they just start dumping stuff into a river, then why the hell are you, you know, making all these changes, and what difference is it going to make if you're not dumping crap into the river? So I think it's kind of that, you know, society thing, like, we really hope the big boys do the right thing so that what we do makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's a little bit, I mean, I think we all could see that the Supreme Court is not necessarily after the best interests of wider society here. But I'm going to try and finish on a slightly happier note and say that we should give a shout out to the countries that are using the lowest amount of coal. Fiji is up there,
oh, yeah.
The lowest amount of coal. in the country in the world, and okay. Ghana, which I was actually quite surprised about.
Shout out
Malta,
Fiji.
Malta and Costa Rica.
Oh yeah, nice one.
Yeah, so I thought, I mean, I've been to Costa Rica, it's a beautiful place, and I thought, you know, they have an all right lifestyle, like, we could do that.
Mm-hmm.
We're number 43 in the world out of 129, so we've still got a bit of work to do.
Okay.
10%, I'm like, we don't need 10%, we can move this dial.
Yeah, totally. Say no to coal, everyone.
Yeah, it's hard because the generation comes from a hand, you know, it only comes from a couple of suppliers, and then... So, you know, we can't, but that said, I think, you know, the more we ask every time I move, you know, retailers and the power, you know, my power, you know, from Power Shop to whatever it is, what do we have before Mercury or whatever, and every time I ask them, you know, are you 100% renewable sources? I know for a fact that they can't say they are, because mm-hmm. they all come from the same bloody place. But the more that we ask these people, the more they know it's a pressure point and they yes. should be fighting for it. Mm-hmm. So those sorts of things, you know, help. Giving a fuck, right?
Mm.
Just give a fuck and tell people you give a fuck, and hopefully that feeds up the chain.
All right, Rita.
So, yeah.
Nice one. Good advice, slightly depressing topic, but... onwards and upwards. Start.
Yeah. I think so. And you know, it's one of the areas that we are doing better in the US with. And yay for our give a shit factor in terms of our people and what's best for us. Because I think we are slightly better in that regard. So go.
All right, mate. We will catch you next week. Okay.
Yeah. Have a good week.
Bye.
That was Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele on 95 BFM.